it does start with the healing component, which is the first step of understanding yourself. And that's how you're able to evolve into alchemy. But on another note, I mean, it's a lot of fun in the sense where you start to get into the magic of things. And I'm not talking about like black magic and all this woo-woo stuff that people think about. Basically, magic is just another word in saying, in, you know, manifesting good and great things for yourself and for others as well. So it's the same thing if you're praying, you set your intention. I want to pray that, you know, that God will help me with purchasing a new home. So that's something, you set that intention and you go with it. You believe it, you have faith, you follow through, you do the steps that you need, and you trust. You trust yourself, you trust God, you trust the universe, you trust divine to just let everything flow in a beautiful way.
In your divine essence, you shine. In your divine essence, you thrive. I'm your host, Riss, and you're listening to Essence Podcast.
Hey, soul babes. Welcome to the Essence Podcast. In this week's episode, I have a very special guest. I have my mom. She is joining me for a delightful conversation. We're going to be diving into talking about all the holistic juiciness that is in alchemy and working with energy, and also what healing looks like, the healing journey. And welcome.
Mommy. Hi, thank you for having me. I've been waiting to have an interview with you, so here I am.
I know, this is our like second attempt, and it's not even Mercury retrograde, so I don't know what's happening, but we are here showing up to make this happen. Right. But yeah, so right, I wanted to talk about what working with energy looks like. Let's start off with talking about our own healing journey, our even just the relationship we've had that's, you know, grown to be this beautiful mother-daughter duo. But when we started our healing journey, it was back in, what, 2020?
Oh, yeah. I think the turning point was actually meeting with Denise, so the spiritual healer. And I know that you had accompanied me to one of the sessions that I think it was Healing Forks session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a Tuning Forks. I remember I drove you to San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I think you already had met up with her and had a one-on-one session with her. But when I was attending this one with you, it really opened my eyes to see just what she could read from those forks. Like, she was reading the timeline, the rings of energy around you. And I remember even indulging in holding the crystals and feeling the energy. So that was a very potent memory of where we both began to unravel this energy, working with energy.
Yeah, definitely. That was life-changing. As you mentioned, I met with her once, but I didn't quite understand the dynamics. We had did the singing bowl. It was not until we did the tuning fork session where I started to understand a little bit more about vibration and just more in that aspect, instead of just doing the bowls, the healing bowls. But that experience was pretty phenomenal as well. I was actually able to go into a deep trance that day. So it felt really good, really peaceful. So I think that was the reason why I attempted to go the second time when we went.
I feel like since then, our own relationship has gone mm-hmm. through this whole metamorphosis, beautiful, growing spurt that it's been through, you know. And I definitely feel like, the conversations we have are everything to me, because it's the underlining layer of that I get to talk to you and express myself in a more deeper way, you know, mm-hmm. going deep into knowing more about the universe and that everything and anything exists in this universe, and to have your awareness and your own awakening, it has, you know, definitely been a support for my own awakening and my own way that I see how to navigate life. It is able to be watered with like wisdom and with guidance, and I feel like we both share that with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely feel that, and it's more of a like an intimate type of mother and daughter bond, in a sense where we're able to learn and grow from each other. I know that there's been many experiences that we have been able to share that we normally wouldn't share with other people. I know with our family, it's a bit of like a taboo, like all of this transitioning and this evolving. A lot of people look at it like, you know, oh my gosh, it's witchcraft or it's some kind of weird yeah. taboo, which basically it's just ascending. Your spirit is ascending and growing. And, you know, but it also helps me that, you know, that we have our connection, that we're able to talk, and I don't feel weird about the transition. But on the other side of the coin, with my family not understanding, it provides that platform for me to grow as well. So that way I can provide that spiritual education for them as well. So, you know, I feel like I'm here to provide this platform about spiritual yeah. education, but also growing and evolving with, you know, my best friend, my daughter. So it's been very special for me to be able to have a daughter that understands spirituality and that has embraced it. Because I know my sons, yeah. your brothers have been a little bit different. So they're kind of like, you know, standoffish about evolving. And that's okay. It's just part of everyone's growth. We all grow different. So I totally understand yeah. that part, you right. know. But I've been very thankful to have you as, you know, my spiritual partner to yeah. evolve with.
Of course. And speaking of this energy that we work with, let's get into talking about alchemy and like what it's look like. And for you, you know, I know like this is your everyday practice, as for me too, but I know you have like your own relationship with it and indulging with it. So also on top of that note, just sharing your own transitions that you've been in recently that you're still going through and how you're working with your alchemy to mm-hmm. transform your life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I see that alchemy is something that everyone can do, that it's a part of just everyday life in our manifesting things into our energetic realm. So I feel that we all have that gift, just like we have the gift of being able to have different senses and being able to know, feel, think, or taste, and all those good parts that we're just aware of, like on this 3D basis here. But I feel once you start to heal and become connected with your own self, you start to ascend and you start to realize that you have the capacity to alchemize, even in small circumstances. Like, for example, if you don't want to feel a certain way, like if you don't want to feel happy or mad, you take the opportunity to transmute that energy and say, I do not want to feel sad. But even though it's a good thing, sometimes the emotions keep us safe and they teach us how to work through our emotions and evolve. But we have the opportunity to practice that. So, for example, if we decide, hey, I don't want to feel sad anymore, how can I work through this? You know, so you always have the opportunity to feel and see if it's yours or not, or, you know, just to see where you're at, just feeling yourself and where you're at. And you can transmute that energy to something positive. So I think that's part of my journey of just being able to be aware with myself. And just to kind of backtrack, it does start with the healing component, which is the first step of understanding yourself. And that's how you're able to evolve into alchemy, to evolve into the person, the well person that you would like to move into. But on another note, I mean, it's a lot of fun in the sense where you start to get into the magic of things. And I'm not talking about like black magic and all this woo-woo stuff that people think about. it's, you know, things that you use for tools. I mean, I use candles to kind of like bring peace and tranquility and clarity and all these good things. And it's mainly setting that intention into things and placing things into magic. And that's basically magic is just another word in saying in, you know, manifesting good and great things for yourself and for others as well. So it's the same thing. If you're praying, you set your intention. I want to pray that, you know, that God will help me with purchasing a new home. So that's something, you set that intention and you go with it. You believe it, you have faith, you follow through, you do the steps that you need, and you trust. You trust yourself, you trust God, you trust the universe, you trust divine to just let everything flow in a beautiful way. So with that, you know, just kind of side note, is that we're the only ones that stand in our way. We have blocks. And that's why I like to always mention about healing. So that's the part. In order to alchemize, to bring magic to your life, to bring those prayers into fruition, you definitely need to clear out all those old aspects and old mindset for yourself so that way you're able to create the life that you deserve and the magic and all of the wonder. And, you know, that starts here. So that's my true ideology when it comes to alchemy. So we all have it and you can all do it.
I agree that alchemy is a way of just transmuting and transforming. And I feel like the best way that we can start with alchemy, with transforming ourselves, is with our emotions. And it starts there. I mean, we all have our emotions that can go out of whack sometimes. You know, a majority of us, you know, I know for a start when, you know, in the beginning, before I was even aware of my emotions, I was sort of all over the place in impulse, you know, reacting maybe the way you may have showed me how to react on a certain situation. Like I picked up something, a pattern from my early childhood or from my dad, like, or from my friends or community. Like these impulse reactions I had to become aware of, because there was, you know, was it serving me, this impulse reaction of how I respond to, like, let's say I have my boyfriend Sergio and sometimes I snap at him, and that is like sort of this impulse without me thinking. And you know, through progression of the awareness of myself and my emotions, I'm able to choose how I want to respond now, instead of thinking that I have to respond this way for somebody to listen to me. Or, you know, it's like alchemizing what I think I should do, instead of actually, like, instead do what feels the healthy way of doing it, you know, like the healthy way of responding to a certain situation or experience. So alchemizing really just helps you transform a lot of the things that you've accumulated in your past, especially during your childhood. It's, you know, it's easy for us to, as a child, pick up habits that we see in our society, in our community. And the first energy center that gets activated is your chakra center. It's your I am, it's your roots. And so that's where alchemizing can start to work for all of us, is through understanding who are we and who do we want to become. And once we get the hang of that, then that's when, yeah, it starts to pick up speed with, like, you being aware of, like, what you're manifesting, what you're saying, and how you're using your magic. Because, yeah, magic is in everyone. What we speak and what we say, that's our wand. Like, our word is our wand, and our thoughts, our feelings, they are what are manifesting and making our reality. I like to say, like, writing, we're spelling, you know, and that's literally what we're doing. We're spelling something every time we put an intention out, or like we are saying it with, like, our heart. So yeah, alchemizing is, you know, it's very big, but it's also, it's can be condensed in every little small piece within our lives that we can transmute and call in something better.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of want to backtrack a little bit on what you said on how people react impulsively. I'm actually going to be teaching a domestic violence class for women that have committed crimes in regards to, regarding domestic violence. And so I had the opportunity to sit in one of the classes because I'm shadowing the facilitator at this time before I just jump in and start facilitating. So they had brought an interesting article, and so she actually had the ladies read the article, and it spoke about childhood and how we are as children, and then it went to adolescence and then as adults. So when we're children, we have, we're observers. So we're observing everything, and we're also absorbing different things on how we're going to react as soon as we gain confidence, and that turns into the adolescent stage. And so in adolescent stage, that is your time to kind of try things, either if it's in an impulsive way or just to try things, to speak out. And I think sometimes young people, they're looked at like semi, miniature adults. And so adults feel like, oh no, you need to be structured already, and you need to follow these demands, these rules. So it doesn't allow these children that are in somewhat of an adult body to kind of explore. That's when the impulsive stage is, because they want to go out and try new things, and kind of, go into dangerous places when they're not. But if a parent is like, I don't want to use the title, but if the person that's, helping guiding them during that time, if they have a little bit more flexibility and understanding, yes, guiding them, but also providing like a safe area where they're able to kind of, learn in trial and error, yeah, and be guided. So, it's just part of life. Being impulsive is a part of life. And, we do things that are not like the best thing to do sometimes. And so I think that creates like a negativity, like a negative kind of way of us thinking as adults, like, oh my gosh, that is so bad. I shouldn't have done that. But what it is, you're just learning, your trial and error, And so that's why it's important as a person that's an adult guiding those children that they're well. So that way, those children could also learn like wellness and spirituality, and learn the importance of learning about chakras and all that good stuff, because it really helps enlighten them and help make, decisions where they don't have to go through such a trial, type of life. But it's okay, and there shouldn't be any shame in, in experiences. But that's the society that we live in. It's structured, has many rules. So raising you and your brothers, I didn't want to raise you guys in that type of environment. However, in the beginning of your childhood, I still had some of those things that I needed to chip away from, the ideology of how my parents raised me. So I know you kind of got a taste of that. But I know later on, like, I was a little bit more free spirited because I was able to break from those norms of, like being so like under rule, being so religious, and it was more of a free flowing, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity to allow you guys to move a little bit more freer, because I didn't like that the thought of just restricting you guys all the time what things. But I can see how it did affect, the beginning stages of being religious or being too structured or being, how it formed you and your older brother in a way where it's more like you guys had to chisel away and create your own way and patterns and move away from those type of negative kind of, things that you guys were learning in that aspect.
Yeah, I would say that, like, I think that's part of the healing process, though, And like you are being conscious, you know, like as you grow, as you evolve. And, you know, sometimes it hits us later in life, this awareness or this awakening, or sometimes it hits us like really early in our lives. That, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. And given the like family tree that we have, you know, your parents, my grandparents, and they were in a mindset where they had to build that like foundation of like, well, like putting a solid foundation of security per se. And then for you, it's like you carried that on, but you were able to transmute to start to bring awareness to more of the feminine side of like, wait, I'm going to change the way I respond or this or that. You were starting to become more of this aware person. You obviously, like, as we say, you know, a lot of us, we want to be better than our parents. We want to like grow and show up more than our parents. Mm-hmm. And so I feel it's part of that process, that healing process, to just keep on going. So like from where you're, you know, still growing and going, I am able to have the baton and the chisel and continue to work on our own uprooting of our family tree. And, you know, luckily we can dig together because mm-hmm. we are both in this awakening stage together, this transmuting, understanding energy stage together. But yeah, I do feel like, yeah, there's certain aspects of, I remember like something very, that I've noticed that I've said to like Sergio, because like I had so many brothers, like it was a big family for us, you know, in the house. But for me, like one of my reactions that I do is like, you never help out. Like you're always, you know, taking care of yourself. And I remember you used to always say that to my stepdad at the time, where like, you only dress yourself and I have to dress the rest of the boys. And so that I started to notice, I was like, okay, like, let me just change that and say, I need help, yeah. You know, and like ask for it. And so it's these certain things where just like, things like that where I'm like, oh, I gotta respond in a different way. I don't have four kids, you know, like it just is a dog and like that, yeah. I need help with and now a kitty, but like it's not that yeah. serious. So but anyways, like it's just, you know, there's these things that's where it comes from, these subconscious impulse reactions that are they really serving us, or was this really, you know, are we just repeating something that we saw? Right. And that's where that alchemy gets to work and do its magic, because it's literally with that snap of awareness of you being like, oh, okay, I see how I responded. Like you zooming mm-hmm. out of like your own impulse, because, you know, sometimes if things don't go our way, or if, you know, things are annoying us, we tend to just be like right away, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the ego.
Like in an aggressive state.
Right. Yeah. The ego gets the best of us. And I, like that you had mentioned that, because it just takes me down another avenue in a sense of being the observer. I notice now that I've been spending a lot more time with my parents, my mother, my father. I see how I tend to sit back and kind of just be the observer. I see them as best friends. Like, you know, when best friends are like, really good and happy with each other, and maybe the next minute it's like, you know, they're not such best friends anymore, and they're kind of like bickering or saying things that are not so nice to each other. Before, that used to really bother me, I think, because growing up of how I grew up and seeing certain things that I was not comfortable with, you know, and a lot of it has to do with, like you mentioned, you know, the if things happen, like each generation takes little bits and pieces of things that happen and make it theirs or kind of tweak it, but they try to make the best as they could to evolve it into a better version. Going back to being the observer with my parents interacting, it just helps me be a little bit more mindful and stepping back and not interacting or letting my ego get involved, like me telling my mom or my dad, oh, you guys shouldn't talk to each other like that, you know? So I tend to just sit back and, you know, choose to just let them be them, but also knowing that I'm taking note and being observant in that sense, in not continuing to continue those patterns, but also alchemizing that energy into something that is much more greater. So every time I'm at work, I dismiss myself by saying, I choose a better path. In a sense, when I go home, I'm at a higher vibration and just being in gratitude. And, my parents are kind and nice and they respect me, and saying positive affirmations to alchemize some of this energy. But it even goes deeper than that, in a sense of like, you're actually setting the scene for yourself, because I felt that we are mirroring one another, So my parents are a counterpart of who I am. So if I am always grumpy and grouchy, they're going to, also do that as well. And they're going to react to the mirror that I'm providing for them. I'm starting to understand as well that, like I said, we're all counterparts of each other. So my mom is me and I am her. My dad is me and I am him. It could be in a different place in time, which doesn't make sense now. But, I've been learning a lot about spirituality and different aspects of yourself, different pieces of yourself, So I don't want to go too much down that rabbit hole and kind of going more deeper into spirituality, but just to make it really simple in the sense of we are all part of one another. So that requires patience. Sometimes the ego is good to have, obviously, to kind of redirect and help a little bit. But at the same time, it's also important to see, is this something that I need to be involved in? Do I need to mention anything to my parents, even though that they're kind of working things out when they're arguing or being not so nice with each other? So it's important that we pick and choose as we're evolving, because some things do not pertain to us. We are just there to observe and transmute energy for the higher and greater good. So that's one of the things that's really important, to really see things and be the observer in that sense.
I agree on this counterpart, this mirroring that we do to each other and to our family and to our friends. And I feel like also too with the mirroring, and sometimes it's a bit difficult, you love your family and you're put in these challenges where they sort of test you in a sense of how you respond. And in those cases, it's, you take your time to being able to build up to that level. I think right now where you're at of this observation, you are at at your peak because you're also living with them. Yes. So you're being, in this place of okay, I have to be really observant of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel that this is more of an opportunity for me, because I can also see when you mention about, these are kind of trials, that are coming towards me. I kind of feel that these are more of the universe providing these opportunities for me to actually level up. So I'm seeing it in that way, in a sense of okay, my parents, once again, were counterparts of one another. Yeah. They are me, I am them. But also it helps me see what I do and do not want, in that when I have evolved into this spiritual aspect of myself. So it can also be pertaining to relationships as well, or interacting with other people. So I'm also going through the dating stage as well, and just being able to see the universe is throwing me curveballs. Here you go. Here's this inconsistent person. And I'm I didn't ask for this inconsistent person. And it's yes, you did. No, I didn't. Well, let's see what you're going to do with this. The universe is telling me, and I'm texting this person, for example, no, thanks, I'm not interested. So the universe is saying, okay, you're right. You are not interested in inconsistency. You're not interested in X, Y, and Z. So let's go ahead and kind of level you up a little bit, in the sense of, because you're gaining awareness, you're gaining an openness, and just kind of being open to this, in the sense of standing up for what I desire in my heart.
Yeah, I feel like on top of this is a layer of, with this mirroring, with you saying no thank you, this is also like that reflection of you saying no thank you to yourself on responding that way, because that mirror, that counterpart, is how you would have probably responded, or how you subconsciously have responded in the past, because that's why you're magnetizing it. Mm-hmm. But now, because you're aware of it and you don't want to engage in it, you're not even engaging in your mirror. You know, like, you're not engaging in that version of yourself. You are releasing that part of yourself to know with awareness that you are alchemizing this. Like, that characteristic, it's no longer serving me or the people that I want to be around. And that's where I was going to get into, like, how our mirrors, they can fall away. We don't have to feel like we have to be in that predicament, in that situation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes that might be said with, like, you know, our families are family, they're our blood. And, like, of course you want to continue on, but, like, if they are not helping serve you and respecting your own growth, then, you know, it's okay to take those breaks or to distance yourself. Mm-hmm. I know my grandparents, they are, like, they love you to death. So they, you know, they still give you the respect you need to be who you are. But right. I know, like, if, for instance, on my side of things, I had to give my dad space because we are not in the same frequency. And it's at this point where I've accepted that, like, it's okay that we are where we are. And I know our paths, you know, in a soul contract way have interwoven to, like, play this out where I am to heal deeper of his side of the family, of bringing in more love and more of that acceptance for myself that can also radiate towards him, and eventually letting him feel that and the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It takes time. You know, sometimes it's like, we want, we can see the end of the tunnel and the light, you know, and just entering a new phase of our life and ascension and how beautiful things can actually be. And we're eager to bring our loved ones to, you know, just enlightenment and healing and understanding. Like, come on, if you just only know and feel and understand where I'm at. But yeah. Unfortunately, our old parts of ourselves, the old fragments of ourselves, sometimes do not want to participate. And it's very hurtful because, you know, we know that these are individuals that we've kind of come into, we decided to come into contract prior to coming to this world. Everyone's on board. But at the same time, you know, there's a process that everyone goes through in that sense. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, not everyone is going to be able to move forward. Not everybody is going to make that decision. Somewhere, somehow, you know, things got distorted for them where they, you know, decided to choose fear over, you know, healing or whatnot, because it's comfortable. Everyone chooses their path. Everyone chooses what journey that they're going to go on. And, you know, people will eventually see.
For sure. I agree. I agree that, like, in your own divine timing, you are meant to, you know, see what you need to see. Like, you're not missing out per se until you, like, this might be your actual journey that you're to be on. Mm-hmm. And then your next one, you're going to start to awaken more. It's like, if there's only so much that the brain can, like, comprehend and see.
Right.
It's very intelligent, but there's to grasp it all, it's like, it's just never ending of what the universe is and its magic. And in due time, like, you will discover more and more of yourself the more that you stay open. And and I think that's just a beautiful thing about what the healing journey has to offer, is because, and also what the, like, enlightenment journey has to offer, because then you realize that it's all, like, for instance, like, my dad, he is a soul, and eventually he's going to be able to be like, oh, like, going back to his, to the light of, like, oh, well, like, I, this whole time, like, he knew. It's just more of, like, we're playing this, like, game in the matrix of, like, being in, playing life and going through the ebbs and flows, feeling heavy and feeling light, and like it's all part of the like process and the scene, which has me think like, is my destiny, like that's still something that I've created. Like I created like a higher timeline of myself and a low timeline of myself, and I just choose which one I want to take the journey on. But I feel like my soul and your soul and everyone's souls, you know, we've made these plans and we choose like which quantum leap we're gonna dive into.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. I feel that, kind of backing up what you had mentioned about your dad, these, it's an example of people have different stages in their life. And I feel that sometimes there's stage one and the foundation of just knowing God, you know, especially when you get introduced and going to church, and then you figure out like you, God lives within you, doesn't live exterior of you, you know, that's almost like phase two. And the phase three is actually being able to dive in deep into that healing so that we're able to chip away or de-gut yourself from things that no longer serve you. You know, that becomes something that changes your life in a sense where you're able to have more of that understanding and kind of build from there. So it's a process, and, you know, everyone doesn't understand that we are fragments of God, that God lives within us. So, you know, knowing that and taking the leap of faith, the true leap of faith and journey, that's step one. You know, there's a whole process.
We will get deeper into that topic very soon. We will unravel the spirituality aspect because there are definitely layers to this.
Yeah, it's getting kind of dark over here.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, it's like getting later over there.
It's okay.
But yeah, so anyways, I just want to also just throw in some more alchemy in there. Like, it also just comes down to, transmuting and raising that frequency of what you're seeing and what you're feeling. And just going to keep throwing this case scenario of my relationship with my dad. Like, it is so potent for me right now because just like it's your challenge right now with my grandparents to, like, transmute and be the observer and like speak words that are like more enlightened to them to change like the patterns, the same goes for myself, and like from a distance just continuing to build that solid foundation within myself and to be able to speak kind words to myself and to forgive the situation per se, just like what's going on, you know, to be able to just continue to broaden my perspective and zoom out, because, you know, our emotions, they can get the best of us. And so we really want to be able to befriend our emotions, understand the language of our body, and to work through the emotions, which is has to do with the alchemizing, is like working with it and our own energy, because it's all up to us to be able to transmute it. It's the magic, the wand, and the magician. It all lies within us. And I could have chosen a path to be more of that mirror of, like, you know, that frequency, that like challenge of like a magnet, you know, fighting against it, you know, pointing the finger of blame could have been what I chose, you know, to do with my dad. But like, I chosen to be like, okay, I have to elevate this and be more conscious of like what I'm saying and how I'm choosing this, because this will literally manifest my life in more situations like that.
I, you know, with that particular, you know, topic in that sense, because I'm starting to understand that who actually is parenting who, in a sense of like you're parenting your parents' spirituality in a way where it's teaching you to be more compassionate, in a sense like, okay, let me go ahead and alchemize this from a distance, in a sense of being able to help them navigate. You know, it's almost like when you see in those movies, like that are like scary movies where people go into like different realms and they're actually trying to find the person that, you know, like, I don't know if it's Insidious or whatever, where the dad is trying to find the son in the midst of all that darkness. And the little boy is, you know, in a coma where he's not able to respond in the 3D world, but he's going into that to help the person, you know, his son, to bring him back to life. So it's almost in that, you know, just kind of like similar sense of that we're having to, you know, to help either if it's a, you know, whatever loved one or a friend or whomever it may be in that sense. How can I work on alchemizing and helping this person so that way our relationship could be, you know, transmuted into a more healthier, practical way, in a sense of, you know, everyone is becoming, you know, into the, you know, becoming more aware in that sense.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, provides the opportunity for many people is just like, you know, that connection that you have. Okay. Are you willing to, you know, connect with that person on that level and providing that, you know, that healing process for them, you know, assisting them in that aspect. You know, that's why we're here. Doesn't mean you have to save everyone, because you can't. You know, everybody has their decisions. You can't force anyone in that sense. But we all are fragments of each other. Like you said, we're either in a higher polarity, a lower polarity. The path that you chose, are you choosing the higher path of who you are, or the lower path, the medium path? But, you know, it's all you, kind of nicely packed, packaged into one. So I hear an owl in the background. Owl? Ooh, that means we're
owl of wisdom.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you for diving into that part. Mm-hmm. Just a little taste, a little stepping toe into the water of what the spirituality is like out of a broader perspective. Like, spirituality is just another practice of you communing with your soul and with the light. And it just doesn't have any limitations, because your spirit has no limits. It's everything and anything, and your soul knows this. Like, your body and your mind, like every part of you feels the way you do. You feel the aggression, you feel the anger, you feel the like impulse. We are meant to be in this high vibration and this low vibration. We're meant to know it all. We're not meant to stay stuck in one area, like one vibration. Not meant to just be in happy, because that's not the our body is gonna be like so annoyed by that. Like, there's a whole point to like why we get these this way. It's because we're meant to feel whatever we feel when it comes,
the human experience.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Mommy, for being here and joining and sharing your wisdom. And the owl just confirmed all that goodness. It was like, woo.
My pleasure, as always.
Thank you, Soul Babe, for watching this episode. And if anything in this conversation resonated with you, or you're feeling that you would like to share anything with us, be sure to leave a comment, like the video, and also subscribe. And if you're looking for other platforms to listen to the podcast, I am also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So thank you, Soul Babe, and I will see you next time.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Can you see me? Not really.
Barely.